prnoticias.com Podcast Onda Mujer. Play.
¿Tienes que preparar una entrevista en inglés? ¿Te vas de vacaciones al extranjero o simplemente necesitas mejorar tu speaking? Lo que necesitas es Milingual.com, una forma diferente de mejorar el inglés. Milingual organiza grupos de conversación reducidos por niveles y en locales de moda de Madrid. Y lo mejor, siempre guiados y corregidos por profesores nativos. Además, incluye una bebida y muchos descuentos especiales. Es muy flexible, por 10 euros apúntate cuando tú quieras en nuestra plataforma Milingual.
Hello everyone, welcome to Milingual Radio, a time when we get together to talk about issues that interest women, share experiences, and of course learn English while we do it. Today, here at Onda Mujer Radio, we have Esperanza Moreno, who is the founder of YouFilm, YouFeelm. This is a new platform in which people can make events to get together with friends and others and watch movies of their choice. This is a website that has events to watch all kinds of movies in many different cities, small and large, around Spain. We are really excited to have Esperanza here to share some details about this innovative platform. Definitely check out her next event in Madrid, where they will be screening the film 13 Miguel Poveda, a documentary about a flamenco musician. The event will take place at Cine Acción, Ancay Montera, at 8 p.m. on December 10th. Sign up now on UFEELM.com. We are also pleased to announce that we have some other visitors here too. They are Daria, Noemi, and Marta. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Onda Mujer and Milingual Spain and YouFilm with the hashtag CineGracia. So, let's get started. Well, Esperanza is the co-founder of a great project, YouFilm, that allows people to watch all kinds of films of their choice in different cities around Spain. Calling all cinephiles, everyone loves movies, Oscar winners, classics, horror films, romantic comedies, and even documentaries. You make an event, choose the location, and crowdfund until there are enough members. Sounds simple? If you're not sure what you want to watch, then just peruse the website and you can see all of the films that others have chosen and proposed. Sign up, wait for the event to fill up, and voila, you're set. So, Esperanza, what inspired you to create YouFilm? How did you come up with the idea?
Well, actually, thanks for inviting me here today. Both me and my business partner, we were in Australia at the time, studying our master's degree over there, and we actually met there, two Andalusians meeting in Australia. That's kind of weird, but it's known to happen. And we were actually involved in the cinema club at the time of our university, and we were obviously trying to travel as much as we could around Australia. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. One of the means that we used to travel were charter flights. You know, when a group of people are organized and they say, hey, well, I want to go to, Darwin in Northern Australia. And there are actually no flights available to do that. And so I'm just going to gather a number of people from uni and make it happen. We have 100. That's fine. We can cover cost and do that. And from that idea, we also, and from our experience in the film industry, we just thought, well, why don't we just mix this together? Why don't we just translate this concept into cinema and not only to cinema, but making things happen on demand for people at a cinema theater, you know, where actually we think movies are meant to be seen. So that's actually how we started out the idea about 3 years ago. But until a year ago, we didn't start implementing it. And from June this year, we are actually operative. So, yeah, so far so good.
So you're pretty new to this industry.
Yeah, well, in a sense, you could say that. But I've worked in film festivals before, specifically in Chicago. I know the industry from that point of view. But this is also new for actually anyone that goes into this, because this model is actually just starting out here in Europe. It's been running in the United States for a few years now, but it's actually pretty new in Europe. So you're actually kind of with something in your hands that you can actually do whatever you like with, actually. So that's pretty cool. And you have something in your hands that actually the audience can do also whatever they actually pretty much like.
So it sounds like everyone can be in control or choose what they want to see. And if others agree, then it works.
Yeah, that's basically it. It's just organizing the demand that a certain movie can have, be that classic. We've screened, I don't know, The Godfather in Seville, and that was great, right? Be that new film that maybe has some difficulties getting out in the circuit, because mm-hmm. obviously distribution it's a tough gig. So we also help those new filmmakers to actually screen their films in a way. Array of cities around Spain. It's not only about Madrid or Barcelona, where they usually screen films, but we actually try to make these screenings happen. The screening happens, anywhere practically in Spain. We have more than 33 cinemas so far around Spain. So that's basically the idea also, that the audience as well takes control over their billboard and actually kind of be a programmer of their own cinema.
I have a question about the kind of movies you offer, because
yeah.
are all of them in Spanish, or do people ask you to watch a movie in English or in French or something like that?
Okay, so, well, there are most of them are in their original language, mm-hmm. be that English, be that German, be that whatever, and that's actually part of our DNA and part of what we do, and we're actually people ask us to do. They want to see the film in the original version with subtitles, okay, but in the original version. That's what people want, and that's what we are offering at the moment. I don't know if you would actually be more prone to watch a film in the original version rather than in dubbed in Spanish, right?
I think it's better to see a movie in the original version, and if you need subtitles, you put them, but I think it's good to offer the original version of the movie.
Yeah.
So is it as simple as it sounds? Somebody wants to see a movie in the cinema, like you mentioned. They go onto your website, suggest the movie, or see that you've already proposed it, and then what happens? Can you explain us a bit how the process works from the beginning to the big night?
Yeah, well, when you go into the website, you can see all the events that are running, you can actually just sign up for any of them. If you're in Madrid, you can sign up for as you said, Miguel Poveda. If you're in Seville, you can sign up for The Godfather Part 2. If you are in Barcelona, we have a documentary, and you just go there and see if there is a crowdfunding campaign for each screening and for each event. You just sign up and compromise yourself that you're going to go when the screening happens, because obviously we need a minimum amount of people to actually make this profitable. Otherwise, it wouldn't work, obviously. So we need the minimum amount of people to come and make the screening happen. So it's basically you guys, the audience, that actually make it happen, with you reserving the tickets and saying, hey, I want to be here and I want to do this. In the case of, as you said, I just want to create an event and I just want to see, I don't know, which movie at this cinema, at this date. Well, you just go on a website and go to the section of create an event and just say, well, I want to watch this one because I've seen it in your catalog and it's quite good. I want to see it in original version, as Noemi said. I want to see it this day and at this time and at this theater. And then we get that request, we process it, and once everything it's good and ready to go, we publish that event, and it's actually a matter of every one of us actually trying to make a little bit of noise about it. Like, you know, guys, this is happening. Why don't you sign up? You actually fancy to do this. And it's actually one of the roles of the promoter as well, the person that actually requests the screening, that they actually kind of push as well and help that may happen, yeah.
And what kind of cinemas do these events tend to work well in?
Actually, anywhere. I mean, there are commercial cinemas that can be, I don't know, in a mall, and we screen their films as well. That's totally fine. We also have smaller cinemas in city centers and kind of auteur, more like, kind of like they have billboard more prone to have films, independent films and all that kind of stuff. So based on that, obviously, the choices of each member of user of U Film are going to vary, obviously, depending on where they live and which cinema they want to see the movie as well. Yeah.
And how do you, briefly mentioned this before, but how do you deal with copyright issues and royalties and the laws and rules and regulations of commercial films and cinemas? Has that been a legal nightmare, or is it as straightforward as possible?
Well, we try to make it as straightforward as possible, especially for filmmakers. Well, it's actually a matter of just being in agreement with whoever owns the rights of the movie. If that's crystal clear, there's just an agreement that we get signed, and that's pretty much it. And then we have the agreements, obviously, with the cinemas, and then obviously our interaction and our community as well that wants to see those films. So in a sense, yeah, it can be pretty tricky sometimes, but you know, step by step, we're getting there, and hopefully, you know, in the next few months, you know, some of these legal burdens that obviously come with the job will be overcome.
Sure.
There's a question there, I think.
I have a question. Do you show movies only those which are already on DVD, or can you also show like those which are currently in the cinemas as well?
Yeah. I mean the beauty of this is that obviously we can, usually with films, what happens is that, okay, we have this on cinema, and it's going to be on cinema as long as it can be, may that be a month or two or three, whatever, and then you have another window, which is VOD, and then you have another window, video on demand.
Okay.
Like filming or walkie, or something like that, and then you have TV, and then you have whatever other window, so we actually kind of can screen anything at any time. We do obviously things that have been on screen already, but maybe they weren't on screen in your city and you missed out. So why don't I just do this now? We also do premieres as well. With a few films that we have right now, we also screen those as premieres. Those are never been seen before on a big screen. Oh. So we do both of them. Because that's actually how the model works as well. And it's going well so far.
Okay.
And, for example, you briefly mentioned the arrival or the new technology of everything at your house, everything on your phone, everything when you want, everything however you want. I'm aware that Netflix has recently opened legally
yes.
in Spain.
Cuff.
How do you think those services have affected or will affect the cinema industry and your type of initiative?
Well, I mean, those areas have been around for, I don't know how long, but since Napster, I mean, that's been going on for ages, be that legal or illegally. That's been on the table for a long time. And I don't think it needs to affect. Sometimes it's actually a good thing, because sometimes films come on Netflix or any other video demand platform that people don't know about, and they never made it to the big screen for whatever reasons. And they actually have a life of their own on those platforms, and they can come back to the big screen. Because there's actually people actually wanting to see that, and not actually wanting to see that in my sofa. I want to see that on the big screen. And from our experience so far, people are really grateful to see films that even they own on DVD. Even they've seen them thousands of times. The Godfather, The Goonies. I don't know. We also had The Extraordinary Tale of the Titan Tables, which is a small production in Andalusia. Actually, it was shot in English. But weirdly, it was shot in Andalusia. And that movie where it was on video on demand, that movie was already on DVD. That movie was out everywhere. And we made the screening happen in the July 30th in Seville with 100 people.
Wow.
And most of those have seen already the film. But they were delighted to see again on the big screen. And the director was there. One of the actors was there. So that kind of thing, it's actually something that, you know, you actually think about it twice and think, well, rather than seeing it on my home with my huge system, Dolby Surround or whatever, my huge 30-inch flat screen, why won't I go to the cinema for 1 euro or 2 euros more to see this and enjoy it as it's meant to be enjoyed?
Hmm. Well, that sounds good. I'm glad that the implementation of technology isn't hurting or making your project more difficult. For example, you've mentioned a lot of people who seem to be pretty into cinema really like to watch the films on the big screen. Have you seen a tendency of certain kinds of films? I would imagine maybe an action film or something that's more prone to watching, maybe something with landscapes, a documentary, that works better on a big screen, and that's a guarantee. Is that true?
Yeah, and actually, that's true as well. Obviously, it's not the same to see a action-packed film in 3D in your home rather than seeing it on the cinema. That's obviously not the same. Or, as you said, great landscapes, the Salt of Earth, for example. It's just a great example of that. But in any event, it doesn't really matter sometimes if the movie is actually action-packed, if it has 3G and if it has 3D or whatnot. There are actually also communities that are eager to see these films no matter what. We are currently working with a small documentary about a family that has a little daughter that has the Rett syndrome, and it's a rare disease. And so in this case... the people involved in the movie and all the community that wants to see this movie, it's not a super production that
sure.
you're gonna, oh my god, they made millions. I mean, it was so expensive to make. No, it's a small production, but people are eager to see this in the cinema because there is no other option to see it, and they actually cherish the fact that they can gather together, all of them, and talk with each other and just be there, everyone together, and meet new people as well. I think that's one of the main things.
And when I was looking around your website, I saw that you, a lot of times with the events, you would have a special event. Somebody would come and talk, or a discussion before, or some kind of event related to the film. Can you give us an example of a few things or a few of those events that have been really successful or perhaps unique or different?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's getting back to the point of getting people out of their sofas. It's not only the event by itself, it has a value because you're actually just able to see this day and at this time and at this cinema and no more. So that per se, it's a value. That's something that's not going to happen anytime soon. But obviously, given the extras, as you mentioned, it's also obviously appealing to anyone. And so we usually, when it's possible, try to bring the director of the film, actors, anyone that's been involved in the film to come and talk about it. That actually works pretty well, and it does also in cities that are not used to it, meaning cities that maybe don't have a film festival. And they're not used to that kind of, you know, Q&A with directors and members of the crew. So that's a good thing. And we also do kind of Q&As as well after the movie, not only with directors or members of the crew, but also with people that are in the area of that thematic that we're touching with that film. Mm. So So far, I mean, I would say half of the events that we've done, or even a little bit more, have had the presence of someone to speak with the public and just have a debate.
Do you make, like, movie marathons? Or
yeah.
If I want to, for example...
Which one we want?
No, it's an example. If I ask you, hey, I want to see all the movies of Star Wars or right. The Lord of the Rings and things like that.
Or Harry Potter.
Yeah, or Harry Potter, you can make it or...
Well, particularly for those ones might be tricky because we were mentioning movie rights and whatnot. So for those, it would actually be pretty tricky for us to try and make that happen. And we haven't done a marathon yet, but it's an idea that we have, and we actually are aware that you guys will like to do that. So, I mean, at some point it will happen, yeah.
And what's the difference in terms of rights and copyright and all that legal mishmash between Harry Potter, Star Wars, and The Godfather? Those are huge, commercial, famous films with a lot of money behind them and a lot of control and technicalities. Obviously, I imagine that a very small local film is much easier. You talk to the director, the producer, and you go, hey, let's do this. Okay, cool. But who do you talk to for Harry Potter or Star Wars?
Well, that's a good question. Do you have the answer to it? Because I don't. it's pretty tricky. Sometimes you don't even know who to reach, or you actually know who owns the rights, but you don't actually have the right person to talk to. So it's kind of tricky in that way. And in that sense, you mentioned The Godfather as opposed to Harry Potter or The Lord of the Rings. Well, actually, The Godfather has a distributor here in Spain. You know, they have the rights for X amount of time. I don't know for how long. But we deal with them directly. We don't go to, I don't know, a big major company to talk about this. It's something more locally done. Hmm. So it's easier in that way, yeah.
And for Star Wars or Star Trek or Harry Potter?
Well, we gotta talk to Disney, and we gotta talk to Universal, and...
and all of that. Yeah. No thanks.
I mean, it's something that we're working on. It might happen, but so far, we've got what we've got, and we are obviously listening to everyone that's actually... even as suggestions, and we're trying to make that happen.
Oh, sorry. Have you ever had a negative response when you ask for the right to show a movie?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, because in the sense that we're not a cinema, we're not a traditional distributor per se, we're not a figure that's contemplated anywhere, actually. So when you go to someone and say, hey, I'd like to have this film because, you know, the you filmers, as we call our community, want it. And they're like, okay, but who are you? I mean, are you the cinema? I'm like, no, but have a deal with the cinema. Yeah, but that's not good enough. Okay, well, and how are you going to make this screening happen? Well, we have a crowdfunding campaign, so we need X amount of people to make it happen and blah, 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 blah. So sometimes the answer, not always, and I'd say 80% of the time the answer is positive, but we also have negative responses as well, or something that are ongoing, kind of like, well, it is interesting, but let's give it a bit more time, I'm busy, blah, 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 blah. So, yeah, that's why we don't have certain films right now that we would like to have.
And what other countries, you mentioned that you've seen similar platforms in other countries. What are other countries that are doing this quite successfully from your experience or knowledge?
Well, the couple of them that are doing it in the States are quite successful. They're called TAC and GAVA, and they've been doing this for a few years now. They have huge infrastructure. They have tons of movies and cinemas and whatnot, and they're doing it pretty great, and they have the concept kind of up and running, and everyone is aware of how it works, and you know, the possibilities of releasing a film or enjoying a film on the big screen with them. Also, it's up and running in the UK. It's up and running in Italy. So it's actually something that we think the market is actually demanding not only audiences but also the industry. It's actually something that it's a win-win for everyone involved, we think. So far the concept works in other countries and successfully, so we were saying that that would actually translate into Spain with a successful model as well, and so far it's been good for us.
And have you organized any events yourself? Have you proposed, or are there certain films that are on that list that you've put there because you really want them to happen, or
yeah.
You're more the administrator and the...
Wait, I haven't had the chance to actually go and be like, hey, you want to watch these and blah, blah, blah. I haven't had the chance yet. But yeah, one of the ones that I'd love to see as soon as possible is The Big Lebowski, because it's one of my favorite movies, and I've never seen it on a cinema. Mm. So it'll be something that I will actually be keen to see on the big screen, yeah.
And what about the rest of you? Are you big into movies? Do you really value going to the cinema as opposed to plopping on your couch and putting a blanket on and turning up whatever you want to see?
I think it's better to see a movie on the big screen. But from my point of view, it's too expensive. So I try to go on the days that are cheaper. And but I like to go. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay. Well, just mention that we actually work on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays, so it's actually cheap.
Yeah, I like to go to the cinema, but as well, like, you can't go there every day or, like, every week, maybe. But, as like, I'm not really into, like, there are lots of famous movies I haven't seen. They're like, yeah, and, like, lots of famous actors I don't know about. Like, I'm not really good at, in movies, I would say.
Mm. No, I agree. I'm much more interested in the smaller films, the harder to find films, which is why it seems interesting. Looking over your website, I saw a few that I was thinking, wow, these look really interesting. I wonder if something will come of this.
Yeah. That's the idea at the end of the day, that we actually have, obviously per the request of our users, the classics or films that are actually a bit old and they're in a part of a popular culture, we might say it. But the idea is also that the new filmmakers of films that actually didn't have that big kind of circuit when they were released, that they have the new opportunity and that you guys have an opportunity to watch them in the big screen again, you know. Mm. So that's pretty much the idea as well.
Support the local market, the smaller producers.
Yeah.
The little fish in the big ocean.
Yeah. That's one of the ideas. We are actually from Andalusia as well, so we work with a lot of production companies and distributors from Andalusia, and we're actually working with a few films right now from the region, actually releasing them and giving the opportunity to anyone that wants to watch them do it on the big screen. That translated into, I don't know, last time we did this, the same film, we did events in about 12, 13 cities, different cities around Spain with the new film that was released. Because there was such a huge interest from people to actually watch this that they just kept asking for the events, right? So
it took off.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds great. Unfortunately, we're running out of time, as I have a bunch more questions. But be sure to check out the event on December 10th at 8 p.m. at Cine Acción on Calle Montera. They'll be showing a film called 13 Miguel Poveda, which is about a flamenco musician and his struggle for making flamenco strong and important in Barcelona. And you can definitely sign up on the website at youfeelm.com. Thank you so much, Noemi and Daria and Marta, for participating. And we really appreciate your visit with us here, Esperanza.
Pleasure.
And if anybody's interested in joining us on the radio, then sign up for a free session at milingual.com. So you can follow us on Onda Mujer and Milingual on Twitter and Facebook. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
We'll steer the stars, steer down in the age of our queen.